Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about the virtues of the mothers of the divinely appointed imams. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are here in the studio talking about the virtues of the mothers of the divinely appointed imams, alayhim as-salam. In order to talk a little bit about this subject, we humbly invited Sheikh Ruhullah Rouhani. We're going to go ahead and invite him and start the talk show. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show, Sheikh Rouhani.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's a pleasure and honor to be here with you, inshallah, talking about the mothers of A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam, particularly their virtues and fada'il.
Jazakallah, thank you so much again, Sheikh Rouhani, for taking time out of your busy schedule, coming here and really talking about these different aspects of the of women in Islam in general, but specifically the mothers of the imams alayhim as-salam. Unfortunately, a subject which we find is less talked about.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about the imams. We talk a lot about Muharram and Safar and Ramadan, and we talk a lot about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and the Ahlul Kisa, for example, alayhim as-salam. But the mothers of the imams, unfortunately, we don't talk too much about them, and so we really appreciate you coming and speaking about them, especially their virtues. And so we hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
Yes, of course, as you rightly mentioned, unfortunately, we have less kind of talks on these kind of issues. Mm-hmm. But alhamdulillah, now we have this opportunity to at least shed light on some aspects of the life of the mothers, Ummul A'imma alayhimus, Ummahatul A'imma alayhimus salatu wassalam. When it comes to the virtues of the mothers of A'imma alayhimus salatu wassalam, first and foremost, our sisters, our mothers, daughters, they should know that only being linked with the Imam, with the Ahlul Bayt itself, is not virtue.
Mm-hmm.
It's of no value, even itself. Merely
yes.
Having a blood relationship or a kind of any kind of relationship or link with the A'imma, it is itself has no value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
sure.
Because of what? Let me mention two wives of two Imams.
Mm-hmm.
One is one of the wives of Imam Hassan, mm-hmm. Ja'da. The other one is the wife of Imam al-Jawad, Fadl, daughter of Ma'mun.
Mm.
These two ladies, though they were wives of A'imma, you know?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the first one, Ja'ada, she was unfortunately misguided and deceived by Muawiyah. And she was promised by him that she will that Muawiyah will marry her to his son Yazid. And she has to poison Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wassalam.
Right.
And she did so.
Right.
This is sad news. Yeah,
of the one imams. Wife. Yeah.
I mean that only as
linking
only being linked with the Imam. Mm.
No does one not can make claim, you righteous yeah, and yeah, virtuous. And
when we talk about the virtues of the mothers of A'imma or wives of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, it doesn't mean that merely having a link with the Imam or with the Prophet, even with the Prophets, for example,
yes,
look at the wives of Lut, Nuh, and the other Prophets mentioned in the history, in the Quran. It does not have, for example, that kind of value for these ladies. And also Fadl, the daughter of Ma'mun al-Abbasi. Ma'mun forcefully, actually, he married his daughter to Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salatu wassalam. But the point is that this woman, Fadl, unfortunately, poisoned Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salatu wassalam, with the help of his brother. And it is said to some of the sources, it is said that later he repented and asked forgiveness from Imam al-Jawad. Imam al-Jawad said that you did your job, you poisoned me. Now, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for you. And then she got sick and badly passed away, this woman. And also his brother, it is said that he also fell into a cave, things like that. He was also badly died later. Anyhow, so this from this lady.
Two examples, yeah.
Imam Jawad had no any child.
He had no children, yeah.
Yeah. But from Samana Maghribiya, that she was a lady, a servant, a non-Arab, bond lady, an African woman.
From the Maghrib.
Yeah, she became mother of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salatu wasalam.
And here Imam al-Fadl is the daughter of Ma'mun, one of the biggest khalifas of the Abbasids, position, status, Qurayshi, everything.
Yeah. No. They have
but
no
none
value.
Of those things had any value.
Yeah, of course. It was like opposite. She poisoned the Imam. She killed, actually, the Imam, Umm al-Fadl. Anyhow, it seems that mothers of the Imam, alayhi salatu wasalam, are chosen by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
For example, when it comes to mother of Imam Sajjad, no one could expect at that time the daughter of the king of Persia,
Shahrbanu, all the way
from Persia, she will be, for example, captured and arrested, and she will be brought to Medina, and she will marry Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. She became mother of Imam Sajjad. She was daughter of the king of Persia, but Umm al-Fadl was daughter of the king or the Khalifa of Islam. Look at this is. In Islam, we have just value system.
Yeah.
It is based on values, on beliefs,
taqwa.
And taqwa and iman.
And iman.
If you have this, let's say, iman and taqwa and piety, then you deserve to be mother of an imam. Makes no difference.
Yeah.
Whether you're from Persia, whether you're from Africa, from Europe, because some of the mothers of Aima, it is said that they were from places,
Rome.
From Rome and also from France. The name I forgot. There's a city, some of the mothers of Aima, it is said that they might be from that place. Now it is in the, south part of France. Nope or Nobat, there's a place, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and for example, this Samana is also called that she might be from that place as well, though it is Moroccan as well, it is said. Anyhow, so look at the that only having a kind of relationship or link with the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam itself is of no value.
It's interesting, if I can add quickly. Yes. So the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he very famously said something along these lines to Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamu alayha, you know, saying that do not consider your blood link to me to be enough for you to, reach heaven or these kind of things, right?
Yes.
He said it's all based upon your actions and what you do, and these kind of links are not, you know, enough for a person to, for example, have a blank check to go and commit sin and do bad things. And so yes, this is something that we do see this.
Yeah, it is in accordance with the pure Tawheedi Islam, you know, Tawheedi school. Because when it comes to the wives of the other prophets, as well, we see that wife of Nuh, for example, wife of Lot or Lut.
Right.
Look, these ladies were the wives of the prophets.
And then Lady Asiya, the wife
Lady
of Pharaoh.
Lady Asiya, wife of Pharaoh, as you rightly mentioned. So yeah, these are the facts that it was pure Tawheedi or monotheistic kind of teaching, a doctrine based on which Islam was established, and the school of Ahlul Bayt are also the continuation of this pure Tawheedi and monotheistic religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when it comes to the mothers of A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam, it seems that they deserve this position because of their piety, because of their iman, because of their purity, taqwa and tahara. Virtues, exactly. So the virtues are something that is iktisabi, that someone should acquire them, that someone should attain them, you know. It is not in their bloods, you know. If it were in their blood, so then there were lots of children of prophets. Son of Nuh, for example, he was son of the prophet.
He went to the
children
mountain.
Of Yaqub, they were children of prophet, yeah. So it is something that you have to attain, that you have to achieve. That is why we see that the mothers of A'imma's virtues are something that they attained. They achieved. Let me mention, for example, from many of these mothers of A'imma, we have narrations, we have hadiths. If our friends refer to the narrational kind of sources, we see that, for example, mother of Imam Ridha, wife of Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salatu wasalam, hired someone to take care of Imam Ridha, alayhi salatu wasalam. When the people asked him, they asked her that, why do you hire this? Why don't you yourself take care of the Imam? She said that I need time to pray. I need time to say some dhikr, some du'as, some prayers. Sometimes I need some free time to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my duty. And the same narration you have some from some other mothers of A'immas as well. That they sometimes hired someone.
Small period of time
To take care of
the child. Keep an eye on the child so that they can go in.
So that they could offer their prayers. They should do, for example, their religious kind of duties. So look at this kind of purity, this kind of tahara, this kind of iman and faith.
Connection
with
Allah.
Yeah, we have in the hearts of these mothers of A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam. That's why they are chosen as the mothers of A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam, because of these virtues. Okay?
Sheikh Rouhani, before we continue, we kind of talked a little bit about this idea that this link with any of the Imams alayhim salam or any of the prophets of Allah alayhim salam, that link in itself, it doesn't have value. On the other hand, though, we find that a lot of the ulama and perhaps even the Imams alayhim salam, they gave respect to those people that were linked by blood. So, for example, Sayyids, or the sons of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salam alayha, or the Alawids, the sons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or the Hassanis, the Husseinis, right? We find that they gave respect. I just wanted you to kind of put those two together so that, inshallah.
First of all, we should know that Sadat are muhtaram. They are respected, there's no any doubt.
Yes.
Okay, and the true followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam respect them because of Lady Zahra salam Allah alayha, because of Abu Abdullah, because of the Holy Prophet. There's no any doubt. We have many ru'ayat about this.
Right.
It means that the Sadat, al-Sayyid al-Mu'min, the Sayyid who commit no sin. He is not polluted with the sin. He's like a noor. He's like a light. And also, if you go to the book of Al-Mahasin, written by Sayyid al-Barqi, the companion of Imam al-Jawad and Imam al-Hadi, Al-Mahasin is a very great book, a very nice book.
Interesting.
If you refer to that book, besides Sadat, Mu'min, the true Mu'min, the pious Mu'min, there are many riwayat in that book. Al-Mahasin is like a source for Al-Kafi, for Shaykh al-Saduq, for Shaykh al-Tusi, for the other scholars, because he was the companion of Imam al-Jawad and Imam al-Hadi. And ahadith are very pure ahadith, very close to the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam.
It talks about the respect.
Yeah, in that ahadith, they talk about respect either to Sayyid al-Mu'min and to non-Sayyid al-Mu'min. It is said they both are from the Nurullah Ta'ala. A'imma said that both are from our Nur, our
that
light.
Mu'min is
Mu'min,
what is the
particularly also Sayyid
common well, denominator.
As well. Depending on condition that this Mu'min and this Sayyid should not pollute himself.
Should not pollute himself
to the sin. That is why, of course, people respect. But of course, when they see like people who do not care about religion, who do not care about the religious rulings, ahkam, or shara'iyat, of course, so automatically the people may not respect as the Imam did not. And Sayyid himself may not claim any more any respect because he devalue himself, So of course, but when it comes to the Iman, Iman plus this plot, of course, it is very much valuable.
Nurun ala
nur. Yeah, nurun ala nur. And of course, but the principal thing is that iman, that piety, that tahara. This Ayatollah Wahid Khurasani in one of his speeches said that he actually warned all Sadat, said that you must be careful.
Because that, you have twice as much responsibility.
That you are
twice as much punishment.
Yeah, representatives of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this respect comes from the history as well. You know why? Because in the history, so nowadays, alhamdulillah, Sadat are respected, they have no problem. But if you go back to the history,
They were killed,
they were massacred, they were brutally, mercilessly, let's say genocide happened against them, very brutally they were killed. No one respected them, not let alone respect that they killed them.
They didn't let them live.
That's why at that time the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam in Khurasan, in Iran, they tried their best to preserve them, to protect them, to pay respect to them at least, so that Sayyid remain in Islam. Otherwise, these Abbasid and Amawids, they decided to eliminate. unfortunately. So that's why this respect has also a kind of historical background as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, as well, as you see the Khums, we did not have Khums, for example, before Imam Kadhim, before at that time. Because after that time, since Sayyids were brutally killed, lots of children of Sayyids, widows of Sayyids, orphans of Sayyids were there, that they, no one could give them zakat. Because zakat cannot be given to them. Yeah, it's charity, right, sadaqat. Right. Then Imam said that, so what should we do? We have to look after these lots of numberless children of Sadat. They are being killed, they are being massacred. So that's why they ordered Muslims to collect that Khumsul Ghana'im and Khumsul Arbaah Maqasib, to at least to help these Sadat to live actually without their parents, without their fathers and mothers. This was the sad history of Islam. We had Khums before Imam al-Kadhim as well, but the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam did not collect that much Khums
and they
as
didn't
Imam al-Kadhim.
Spread it as much because there weren't that many
it was
people.
The ruling of Khums was there because when Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam kulluhum nurun wahid, whatever Imam says is from the Holy Prophet, even if no hadith were there. And when Imam al-Kadhim says that the first time that is Khums, that is also, there's no problem with that, but of course Khums was there. But after this time,
the need for collecting was much greater.
Yeah. But before that, of course, there was no such a problem. But after Ashura, of course, after that time, then the children of Abu Abdullah, children Sadat al-Hassani, they were killed. So year by year, the number of the children of the Aitam al-Sadat, the orphans, the poor Sadat, they were a lot, so that's why the Imam tried to at least to provide them with sustenance. It was the duties of the Imams, otherwise the caliphs and the kings, they did not care about them. Yeah, this is the historical facts should be there, and of course the respect to Sadat is something that no one can deny, as the ulama, as the scholars, they have one duty, one side is the mu'mineen, that they will respect Sadat, the Sadi Sayyidul Mu'min, but the other side is Sadat. They should also
act like Sadat.
This way, inshallah, Islam, the pure Muhammadi Islam and Ahlul Bayt Islam, inshallah, will remain. So, yeah, this is, but according to the ahadith that I mentioned in Al Mahasin, if the brothers refer, the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, there are lots of narrations that say that Al Mu'min, the pure Mu'min, makes no difference whether Sayyid or Ghay Sayyid, their clay, their teen, teenatuhum min Allah ta'ala. And their ruhuhu and their nafsuhu also min nur Allah ta'ala. This is mentioned. So that's why it seems that iman is the most.
Yeah,
because
is
that
criterion.
Iman also, that iman, that purity of iman from blood transferred to Sadat, you know? That is important. In the blood, which is iman, that is the golden blood. Otherwise, bloods are always blood, yeah?
The blood is blood.
Yeah, this iman, this purity, this taqwa that transfer, for example, from a generation to the generation, that iman, that fitra, that pure fitra. Pure fitra is in the blood. So this blood itself is not important. That
is
iman,
that taqwa,
that fitra,
and iman,
yeah, of course,
and
that is important. So that's why Aimma is important and the children of Aimma is important.
And they are important. Yeah, so I kind of cut you off a little bit, but you were talking about these virtues, right?
Yeah.
You said one of the main virtues of the mothers, of the Imams alayhi salam, was this very strong connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were these very pure and pious, righteous, noble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, for example, you know, mother's role in the family is really, really significant. Mother is like a pillar, you know, the most important pillar in the family around which, around whom all the children gather. She played the very key and the very significant role in the training of the children, in bringing up the children. So that's why the mothers of A'imma were of the great personality. As for example, for mother of Imam al-Hadi, we have a hadith from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, said that this mother was arifun bihaqqina. Arifun bihaqqina. This term is used for Samman Imam al-Hadi.
Yeah, the haqq of the imams.
Yeah, of course. And Imam al-Jawad also praised and appreciated this lady. And also for about Sabika and about the other mothers of Imam. For all of them, we have very, very nice ahadith about their virtues, about their fada'il. It seems that it was because of their fada'il, it was because of their virtues that they that they were elected or chosen as the mothers of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. So, and also from moral perspective, their moral behaviors, not only for their children, for the other family members, For example, also their daughters, sometimes they have great daughters like Hakima Khatun and the other daughters of these Ummahatul A'imma. They also played a very great role in the history. Yeah, these are the facts that we can mention about the mothers of A'imma alayhim as-salatu was-salam, particularly those mothers of A'immas who are non-Arabs, who are servants, who were, for example, like Africans or Europeans. In such environment, in such a culture that women did not have any value, let alone to be servant, let alone to be African or non-Arabs. But in that kind of society, in that kind of environment, in that kind of culture, A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam married them and chosen them as their mothers and their wives. It has lots of lessons for us nowadays, of course.
Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sheikh Ruhullah, taking time out of your schedule and talking about in this session the various virtues of the mothers of the Imams alayhi wasalam. We hope to see you on another talk show inshallah soon. And thank you dear viewers for joining us on the Islamic Pulse talk show. We were talking about just a few of the many countless virtues of the mothers of the Imams alayhi wasalam. That's all from us until now. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.